some concern over Breckman? No. Over the results of Mike's IQ test.
Why? What did he get?
Now, Maggie, you know, these are highly subjective. And there are many diagnosticians, they don't even consider these to me. What did he get?
He got... Well, let me just put this in context for you, Mrs. Seaver. Now, a score of 100 is about average. Mm-hmm. 120 is very bright. 140 is considered a genius. 160 is...
What did Mike get?
A 27.
What? This is ridiculous. I mean, this is obviously a mistake.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Seaver. We checked and double-checked. Antacid?
No.
27?
I'm glad that you're a psychiatrist, Dr. Seaver. You'll understand what I'm saying here.
Yeah, you're saying my son is an idiot.
No, technically he's an imbecile.
What?
Well, 0 to 25 is an idiot. 25 to 50 is an imbecile.
Well, that's certainly a load off my mind.
Let's see, I believe that 60 to 70 is a moron. No, well, what's 50 to 60?
I don't know. A bozo?
No. Bah, never mind. This has nothing to do with Mike.
No, no, because according to this, Mike could never even aspire to become a bozo.
Oh, now, Dr. and Mrs. Seaver, the worst thing we can do is to overreact to this. Has Mike taken a sharp blow to the head recently?
No.
Suffered any prolonged oxygen deprivation?
No, Dr. Marlins, our son is not brain damaged.
Okay, just checking. Now, look, Mike's file indicates he's always had a, well, how should we say, a problem with authority. For example, it says here that last year he placed a litter of baby gerbils into Mrs. O'Brien's Kleenex box. And when she went to blow her nose,
that old bag must have just got...
Yeah, no, excuse me. And there's so little joy in my job, and he's got a lot of good stuff in here.
Thank you. Dr. Marlins, what are you getting at?
You see this? This is a normal test answer sheet. It's a mess. Little dots are scattered randomly around the page. You see this? This is your son's test answer sheet. The dots make up little pictures of houses, airplanes. Look here, there's even one of a young woman's body in profile. Nice figure.
So you're saying that Mike did this intentionally?
Well, either that, Mrs. Seaver, or he's a highly artistic imbecile.